Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we are joined by Dr. Joe Hardy, State Senator from District 12. He's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room at the Bank Saloon. Coverage of the 2021 Nevada legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Ahern Rentals is ready for your next project. Liberty Dental Plan, making members shine one smile at a time. And Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the conference room of the Bank Saloon in Carson City. And I am delighted to welcome back to the program State Senator Joe Hardy of District 12. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks, Sam. Good to be here.
You sit on Commerce and Labor, Education and Health and Human Services, which is obviously very appropriate. So my first question is, what has it been like living through COVID as a doctor, which you are?
Well, I have a few roles as a doctor. One of them is the Associate Dean of Clinical Education at Touro University Medical School. So I'm an MD at a DO school. And it's fascinating because when COVID hit, all of a sudden, nobody wanted to have anybody in their office. They didn't want a patient, they didn't want a medical student, they didn't want anybody else coming into their office. So it was like, what just happened? And therefore, when you look at the medical education in the clinical world in Nevada, it came almost to a grinding halt as far as clinical experience in local doctors' offices, which is what we want. Well, the good news is when they overcame that challenge of, you know, we don't want anybody, well, at the end of the day, with the COVID not going away, but on its way, lessened and lessened and lessened, now we have more students that were from our three medical schools in Nevada staying in residencies more, I think, than they ever have. So there was an edict that came out from the graduate medical education folks that said to medical students, we don't want you to go anywhere else, and we call those away rotations in other states, unless you can't have that specialty that you want to go into where you're at. So all of a sudden, all our medical students wanted to stay locally, get their education. And lo and behold, they were exposed to physicians who did the graduate medical education. They were exposed to them and they said, well, these doctors, students are good. So they offered them a position. And I think we have more in residency now that were Nevada grown than I think we ever have.
And that's a wonderful thing, because that was always the concern, was that people would start out at medical school here but then go for residencies elsewhere. You know, one of the things that it seems to me that became more and more obvious as time goes by is we have put doctors, as with other professions, on a pedestal. and feel that when we go to the doctor knows everything and we can put themselves in their arms and everything will be fine. But really, from the beginning of this, you guys had to play catch up, learning new things all the way through this. It wasn't just a straight road, correct?
Correct. And we now have more telemedicine, telehealth, than we ever had before, and we're discovering, lo and behold, that you can do a lot of things outside of your office. You can take care of people who are more vulnerable, for instance, that you don't want to go anywhere outside of their home. You can take care of them, and a certain percentage of those people will be very happy staying at home with the doctor talking to them on the phone. I mean, I'm an old family physician, so I used to talk to people all the time on the phone. Well, now I have technology that you can talk to people on the phone, you can talk to them on their computer, you can do Zoom or something like that in such a way that we now have people being able to be cared for safely, efficiently, and they don't have to travel far. It's been amazing what's happened.
And also, you know, it was a learning curve that, you know, even though we knew about these viruses for a long time, but the experience of doctors was not there on a local level, regional level. And so, the things that were prescribed at the beginning, like ventilators, were not necessarily the correct answer. But it was a learning process, and I think that a lot of people now have to look at the medical profession and go, okay, you don't have all the answers, but you're going to work your butts off to find the answers once something occurs like this.
Oh, it's great that you said that. I'm in the process of renewing my board certification, for instance. And the board certification always depended on every 10 years getting a test. So you went to a building, and you got in your little cubbyhole and you took a test for 4 hours, got up and came back for another 4 hours and took your test. Well, the American Academy of Family Practice now has a ongoing test that is open book, and it's designed to, if you see a question, you say what the answer is, and if you don't know it, you get on your phone or your computer and you have 5 minutes to answer the question. So now that's like real practice. I mean, when I'm seeing a patient, for instance, I say, well, that's a good question, and I get on my phone.
Right.
Or my computer that's, you know, in the office, and I look up something and I turn the thing to the patient. I say, well, this is what we can do, and what do you think of that? And now it's a partnership more than a dictatorial kind of concept. You know, I'm the doctor, so I know what's right, pat you on the head and say, you know, go do what you're supposed to do. Now it's a very interactive partnership that we have with patients, and that includes doctors, nurse practitioners, physician assistants. Nobody has all the answers, and if there's one thing we found with this COVID, CDC doesn't have all the answers all the time, right now. So real time, we are discovering things that are marching through. And if we're depending on what I learned in medical school, that's long gone.
One of the things that has surprised me a little is that we have not spent more time saying to people, okay, there are lots of things that you can do for your health that you haven't been doing, that something like coronavirus is going to attack you because you're overweight, you're not eating the right foods, you're not exercising, you're not even walking around the block. There are lots of things that we need to be promoting post-COVID mm-hmm. to say to people, there are a lot of things that you can do to help yourself.
There are vulnerable people because of what you point out, obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, autoimmune disease. There are vulnerable people, and those were the people that we wanted to get vaccinated first for that very reason. Those were the people that not only went to the hospital, but they died. And you're exactly right when you start looking at all of those factors and what we can do. And when we start working from home, for instance, what do we say to our partner patients that you need to be doing? You need to get up from your Zoom, you need to walk around, you need to take a walk around the block, You need to make sure that your diet is appropriate because the COVID-5, and as some people say, it's the COVID-20.
Right.
We need to be able to work through those issues. And right now it's focused on health. We're more focused on health now than we ever have been, and people are buying into that. I think the exercise machines, you know, they went up, you know, 120% sales in the first month. Those kinds of things are on people's minds now. What can I do that will be good for me, and what will they be good for mom and dad? So now you have a multi-generational input and investment in the health of everybody.
Well, I think if this continues, this may be the best health thing for the United States. And when something like this comes along again, and it will, whether it's 10 years, 20 years, whatever, you know it's going to happen again. Maybe we'll be better prepared and less people will pass because of it. Let's take a break. We'll come back more with Dr. Joe Hardy, State Senator, after this timeout.
Tamarack Casino is giving away two Mercedes-Benz during the $125,000 Benz or Cash Giveaways. Plus, players get 5x points on video reels every Friday. Win two Mercedes-Benz now through May at Tamarack Casino.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Serving Our Kids Foundation's mission is to serve homeless, at-risk, and food insecure children in grades K through 8 throughout Southern Nevada. During the pandemic, Serving Our Kids has seen a 42% increase in the number of children served, providing more than 4,500 meals to kids in over 100 schools weekly. Serving Our Kids is powered by community support and volunteers. To learn how you can help, visit servingourkids.org.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Tamarack Casino is giving away two Mercedes-Benz during the $125,000 Benz or Cash Giveaways. Plus, players get 5x points on video reels every Friday. Win two Mercedes-Benz now through May at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with State Senator Dr. Joe Hardy of District 12. Vaccine passports for international visitors. Seems like that's going to be mandatory.
It already is in some countries. I have, you know, a relative who goes to see her mom in Thailand, and she gets off the plane and she gets put in quarantine for 2 weeks before she's allowed to go see her family. So there are different levels of where you're going, where you came from, and if you're coming here, what's required. So it, you know, it's just makes sense to have people fully vaccinated.
By the way, for those listening on the radio or audio podcast, Dr. Joe is pulling out his vaccine card out of his wallet.
So it's going to happen. I mean, we may not like it. You know, we like freedom and all that kind of stuff. But there are going to be requirements. For instance, I read in the newspaper yesterday, if you want to go on a cruise, it's 98%. Of the passengers have to be fully vaccinated, or the 95% for the passengers and 98% for the staff.
So let me ask you this.
How do you not do it?
Right, you're a conservative, right? And all that implies, and yet you're vaccinated. What do you say to people who at this point are saying, I'm not getting vaccinated. I got an issue with this. It's taking away my freedom. It's this, that, and the other. What do you say to them?
Yeah, there are two things. Number one, it's not taking away your freedom, but it's allowing you freedom to go places without fear. So right now, we're tired of this fear. I mean, we are literally fear fatigued. So we're tired of being afraid. And when we get vaccinated, we don't have to be afraid. Speaking of the, I took a picture and I said, the CDC now says you can be with somebody else who's been fully vaccinated and you don't have to wear your mask outdoors if it's not a big group, and you can be in a restaurant with somebody and you don't have to worry if you're exposed to somebody else who's positive COVID because you don't have to put yourself in quarantine. So it's a opportunity to protect yourself, and by the same token, it's an opportunity to protect others. So it's almost like if I say I don't want to get vaccinated because I have my freedom, that's fine. But then you lose freedoms to do some things that you would like to do, like be next to grandma and grandpa. So they're going to say, if you're not vaccinated and I'm at high risk, I don't want you to be close to me. And so there are two freedoms, one for yourself and one for other people.
When do you think, what do you think it's going to take to drop the mask requirement? Is it going to be just the percentage of people who are vaccinated to 80%, something like that?
It's going to have to, quote, have statistics that show that it works. I mean, I carry my mask now, and I have a lanyard, so I never forget it. It's going to take a certain percentage. But obviously, I don't think we're ever going to be without masks because something else is going to come along.
Well, even like flu season. I mean, you know, look at how little
flu went down like that.
Now, okay, so there's a thing out there where people are saying, well, yeah, the flu went down because everything was reported as COVID. Do you buy that?
No.
Okay, all right, that's fair enough. The governor, you seen him? Has he been in the building?
I've seen him almost every week on TV.
That's it.
He was in the building, was it last week? I think it was last week.
Okay.
For something, and I don't...
Okay, that's good.
I wasn't involved.
No, and that's fine. At least he's back in the building, and that's good to hear. We've seen gaming numbers phenomenal across the state, especially on the Las Vegas Strip and downtown Las Vegas. You're responsible for Mesquite, Laughlin. How are the numbers doing there? Are they coming back up in the same way?
I just talked with Mesquite, and they are doing wonderfully. Laughlin is a different ballgame because of their closeness to Arizona that has no controls. I'll call it virtually no controls. So they are literally 152 yards away from Arizona.
Right, Bullhead City is the other side of the Colorado River.
There are people who live in Bullhead City and work in Laughlin. So you have a viral corridor that is just unchecked. And so gaming is not going to recover as quickly in Laughlin because of that issue.
Are you seeing the positivity rates there going up because of that?
The positivity rates are going up, but how many of those positivity rates that they end up checking are from our Arizona cousins across the river? And I think that's the issue with Laughlin.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be back with State Senator Dr. Joe Hardy right after this timeout.
Located in the heart of Carson City, the Bank Saloon, a historic watering hole with a modern feel. With a variety of classic cocktails featuring Nevada spirits, space for private events, conferences, and an incredible atmosphere. The Bank Saloon offers a great location to work and play. Come visit us. Located at the corner of 5th and Carson, we'll save you a drink.
The Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your air conditioner breaks down today, we fix it today. Why sweat for days while your air is down when Nevada Heating can get the job done today and you can get cool again? For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585 or see us online at nevadaheating.com.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dr. Joe Hardy. He's a state senator from District 12, which is the southern portion of the state. The death penalty, where do you stand on that?
This is how I told a reporter just last week. Some people, I think, probably should be killed. You know, you kill 51 people from a tower in Las Vegas. I don't have much sympathy for that. But then that was taken care of by himself. Then you have DNA. And I talked with this, too. I said, you know, I believe in DNA. And somebody said, well, what's DNA? And I say, well, you know, deoxyribonucleic acid, you know, what is DNA? It shows that you did it or you didn't do it. Fascinating discussion I had with the former physician who was in the prisons, taking care of the prisoners, I should clarify. And she was talking at some length about the atmosphere in the prisons on death row. And she made an interesting comment about DNA. She said, you know, in the prison, it's pretty easy to frame somebody with DNA. You get their DNA and then you put it in a place and you now have framed them. So I think there are issues that are not as simple as yes or no. And I think that's kind of where we're at in the legislature. You know, what are we going to decide, if anything, or if it's going to come even to the Senate committee for a hearing, or if it's going to come to the floor? I don't think it's an easy answer.
All right, so if the person is vile enough that they deserve the death penalty, but that juxtaposes with your position on death with dignity, where for many years you and I have discussed this, and you say as a physician, your job, you know, is to preserve life, not end life, but it comes back to a question of choice. Edgar Flores feels at least confident in his public comments that death with dignity can get done this time. How do you feel about it this time around?
I think death with dignity may be a euphemistic term from my standpoint of euthanasia. And I don't believe in euthanasia. You know, that is an ethical issue. So I'm not a proponent of euthanasia, and I'm not a proponent of, quote, death with dignity. That requires a physician to do something that would facilitate death, and I'm into the preserving life and health and trying to get somebody through problems and issues.
All right, but if I choose to take my own life without that physician assistance, is that okay?
It's what somebody can do right now.
Right, absolutely. But I mean, from your perspective, is that okay for me to be able to do that? Because I'm just trying to, you know, we've walked down this road together so many times, and keep growing over the years.
I will tell you, Sam, that I have not become more like God now than I was then.
Okay. And that's fair enough. And we always agree to disagree on this one. You've got SB 171 and AB 178 revises provisions related to drugs and the prescription of drugs in the state. That's just a little header there. What does it actually mean? We got about a minute.
On 171, I'm looking at The people came to me, people have approached me and said, I would like to get my medicines from the pharmacy and not mail order. And I said, well, that makes sense because that's what I do. And so I said, well, I will have a bill that says you don't have to get the mail order. Well, lo and behold, you make something happen and three other pieces don't fit. And somebody said, well, what about the copay accumulator? And I said, what is a copay accumulator? And then a whole new thing comes up. Well, the physician or the pharmacy monitoring of this then goes there, and who gets the coupon? Who gets to count the coupon for coming off of their deductible and where it goes? I mean, it is a bag of worms. And I say that literally. I mean, there is just all sorts of things. So it will be interesting to see how the committee, how the legislature looks at that. AB 178, I'm not as familiar with that.
It revises provisions relating to prescription drugs, but sadly we are out of time. This is your last term, you're termed out. I'm gonna miss you.
Thanks, Sam.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, appreciate being here.
And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
We'll see you on the next broadcast coming to you from the Bank Saloon in Carson City. See you then.